The following program is sponsored by Tabes Tech LLC. This is Pro Business Colorado with your host, Dave Tabor, on KDMT, Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM.
Good morning and welcome to Hour 2 of Pro Business Colorado with Dave Tabor on Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM. You'll be able to join us in a little while at 303-632-4160. Pro Business Colorado with Dave Tabor is a show about the spirit of opportunity created by Coloradans who start and grow companies or are running entrepreneurial companies now. I created the show because I get jazzed talking with dynamic people with interesting businesses and subject matter experts who think outside the box. All my guests are people who inspire me, who can inspire you, and offer ideas to help us succeed in business. I keep saying it. I said it in the last hour. I'm going to say it now, that there is a shift going on. More and more great companies are starting and growing in Colorado. You don't have to be on a coast. You can do it right here and have a great business right here in Colorado. So if you have a business, you're starting a business, you're thinking about a business, or you're simply fascinated by business subjects, stick around and meet great Colorado entrepreneurs, business leaders, and business experts. It's true. My friend Chuck Pasalia and I were talking one day about this show, and he goes, you know, Dave, this is such a great idea because everyone has a business in them. And that's become the tagline of the show. It's true. Everyone does have a business in them. So whether you've started yours or not, we're glad you've joined us this morning. And I'm so excited about this second hour because I'm joined by Mark Soderberg of BOA Technologies. Good morning, Mark. Glad you're here.
Thank you, Dave. Pleasure to join you today.
Yeah, and BOA Technology is such a cool company. If you've ever been snowboarding or skiing or now cycling, so many other sports and other activities, BOA Technology is the company that's replaced shoelaces with a wire cable and a ratchet system that lets you much more comfortably, much more securely secure yourself to your product. Anyway, you've seen these on the slopes. You've seen them all around in sporting goods. So I'm happy that Mark's here to talk about BOA.
Cool.
Yep. We're going to do that in just a minute. First, I want to thank our great sponsors, American Furniture Warehouse, Community Banks of Colorado, and American Furniture Warehouse, Jake Jabs, the icon of Colorado. We're so happy that all three of these companies are supporting Pro Business Colorado with Dave Tabor. Hey, in hour one, I spoke with Scott Yates, who's the co-founder and CEO of Blogmut, a company that provides outsourced blog services for its customers. And we talked all about the importance of content creation, how to do a good job of it, and how to think about content creation. You'll be able to find that show on Monday and this segment at the Pro Business Colorado podcast, which is at soundcloud.com/Pro Business Colorado. Also mentioned that my conversation with Mark Soderberg, the CEO of BOA Technology, will be on Monday. Wanted to let you know there's some other great shows that you can check out. Last week, if you're into craft beer, you'll really want to hear last week's show because I interviewed Chris Mueller, who's the CEO of Man Can, which is a personal keg. And it's awesome. He brought me one, and I filled it last night, and I can't wait to be the envy of everyone at the tailgate at CU this afternoon with my Man Can. And so thanks to Vic Ahmed of the Innovation Pavilion. He introduced me to Chris. We talked about the creation of Man Can, how he used Kickstarter to get it going. We also spoke last week with Jorge Sanchez, who owns Hermes Worldwide, which is a discrete transportation service all around the world. So think really wealthy people who want to stay below the radar as they go and look at places to grow their companies or do road shows for investors. Anyway, that was an interesting conversation about how Jorge had to balance an existing job with starting a new company and having a young family. And that, I think, is a not so unusual challenge for entrepreneurs. So spoke with him. Anyway, that and many, many other shows are available at soundcloud.com/Pro Business Colorado. I hope you'll check those out for free. And so I want to jump in. Sometimes I talk a lot more about past shows and all that, but I'm too excited about BOA Technology. I'm going to move right on to Mark and talk about BOA. You could probably do a much better job explaining what BOA Technology is than I did. So how about jumping in?
You were close.
Yeah, good. Okay, go right ahead.
Yeah, you know, I think like you said, you know, closures on all kinds of stuff. So anywhere that you see a shoelace, Velcro, a buckle, you know, is a likely place that we can do something better. But certainly the inspiration was around shoelaces, and especially started with snowboard boots. But the idea is to just have micro adjustable, you know, closure. And, you know, shoelaces have been around for more than 300 years. And so it's been a little while since there's been an update to the.
You know, I was thinking about, what is there a parallel? Is there a comparison to like creating something that really changes the way the world operates? And I'm thinking, you know, a couple hundred years ago, somebody invented a zipper, right? But how do you, is this comparable to how ultimately the zipper replaced buttons?
You know, we certainly think so. And, you know, I'm not the founder. Gary Hammerslag had this idea, you know, after struggling with snowboard boots and hockey skates. But I really do just think, you know, it's really archaic, the idea that we take this string and thread it through a bunch of eyelets and then tie a knot that,
yeah.
Our kids all struggle to learn how to do, and they come untied. Yeah, so low friction, even closure, adjustment on the fly, those are all things that are just a lot better than anything that came
before.
Yeah,
I'm holding in my hand, listeners can't see this, but I'm holding in my hand a Specialized, is this Specialized
yes.
brand?
Yep.
Biking shoe.
Yeah, that's a cycling road shoe.
Road shoe. And I don't know if you can hear the listeners, but, you know, I'm tightening and loosening right now. Am I too close? So the engineer in the booth saying, you're too close.
It's not that loud.
It's not that loud, but it's a slick system. And so you loosen it and then you just crank, turn the dials and tighten it to the way you'd like. And the closure mechanism itself really more uniformly, I guess that's where the name BOA comes from, right?
Yeah, BOA actually was Gary's idea, really, BOA constrictor.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a really ugly logo in the beginning that was a lime green snake.
Ooh.
And we had to dump that. But yeah, it really is the idea of constricting and getting great closure.
So talk more about where Gary came up with this concept.
Yeah, so Gary, you were talking about entrepreneurs in the beginning, and Gary and his father, both serial entrepreneurs. And like most entrepreneurs, they had their share of failures. You know, they experimented with actually more in medical, and they actually were kind of the first with the idea of thermometers that you just touch to your forehead. But there was a lot of resistance in the marketplace to it.
So they actually built it and tried it?
They did, but nurses had real problems with it.
Wow. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk more with Gary Soderberg of BOA Technology about the creation of this product, which really your predecessor was the one who created it. But we're going to talk about how you market it, how it's become such an important brand in the sporting goods world and now beyond. So we'll be right back with Pro Business Colorado with Dave Tabor after this.
Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM. North Star Commercial Partners is a unique Denver-based real estate company that specializes in buying vacant and distressed properties and placing them back into productivity. North Star creates jobs and opportunities here in Colorado and across the U.S. through the revitalization of industrial, office, and retail spaces. By doing so, they help others realize the potential of their own companies. North Star values the opportunity to work hand-in-hand with innovators and business leaders to turn ideas into reality through creative real estate solutions. North Star's team connects profession with a passion to help others and serve the community. Founder and CEO Brian Watson encourages fellow entrepreneurs and business people in Colorado to do well by doing good. Learn more about the business and community work of North Star at NorthStarCommercialPartners.com and BrianWatson.us. North Star Commercial Partners, creating opportunity, empowering people, strengthening communities.
American Furniture Warehouse offers the lowest prices in town and is the best place to shop for furniture. I know my fireplace room has two AFW leather love seats that look great and add wonderful warmth to the room. Like I did, you can shop their beautifully displayed showrooms without pressure, then take it home today or have it delivered by their professional delivery team. I did that and really enjoyed the experience. American Furniture Warehouse strives to offer their customers the latest in fashion at the best possible pricing. American Furniture Warehouse scours the world for the lowest prices and works hard to get the best deals. Because they buy in volume, they can pass along those prices straight to their customers. American Furniture Warehouse believes there's nothing wrong with giving their customers a bargain, so no negotiating prices. You get the lowest prices every time. American Furniture strives to satisfy their customers and do it right the first time. They make sure their customers are informed and pleased with every purchase. Live better for less at American Furniture Warehouse. For more information or to shop online, visit AFWOnline.com. Again, that's AFWOnline.com.
We now return to Pro Business Colorado with Dave Tabor on KDMT, Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM.
Welcome back to Pro Business Colorado with Dave Tabor on Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM. You can join the show at 303-632-4160. I'm speaking with Mark Soderberg, the CEO of BOA Technology. And I love your brand. And really, when I first became aware of BOA, it was, I think, on snowboard boots, mm-hmm. right? This dial to ratchet is so much easier in the snow than trying to lace.
Yeah, it's a really obvious advantage just to give that power, you know, which is what was certainly the inspiration for Gary.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk about that, about the inspiration of the product, then how it was actually developed and created. After I thank my great sponsors, American Furniture Warehouse, Community Banks of Colorado, and North Star Commercial Partners. Really appreciate these companies. They support Colorado entrepreneurism. And this Pro Business Colorado with Dave Tabor is a show for people who love the dynamic world of small business, entrepreneurship, and innovation, particularly those here, right here in Colorado. And so, as I mentioned, we're speaking with Mark Soderberg of BOA Technology, and this notion of replacing this antiquated lacing system of shoelaces. How did the product get invented and started?
Yeah, so like I said, Gary started out with his father working on medical devices, and so they were playing with really small cables because what happened actually, his father had a heart attack, and literally in the cath lab on the table, the doctor was swearing and struggling with steering his catheter, and on the table, they came up with an idea for a steerable catheter, and it uses tiny cables, and so when they later sold that business. To a large medical device company, and Gary retired really to Steamboat, Colorado, and started snowboarding, and his kids were playing ice hockey. And so his familiarity with those tiny cables and low friction is kind of what led to it.
Well, but really it was a sure familiarity with the cables, more importantly, familiarity with the problem of lacing bulky devices like skates and snowboards. Those are miserable. I remember as a kid, you know, having this when I was lacing my hockey skates, this bar with a hook at the end where you're yanking this thing. Yeah. What an awful system.
Yeah, and especially I think, you know, they had two kids, you know, and especially dealing with kids, you know, and chasing them around and mm-hmm. Tightening their products. So it was a really, you know, it was a clear need, and he saw it, and like usually with innovation, you know, the cable familiarity plus the need led to the inspiration.
Yeah, now, an inspiration is one thing, but while this product is simple to operate and use, it looks pretty complicated to actually build in a reliable way. What was that process about?
That is a really good point, you know, because you know, typically you look at something and you think it's just a dial. How hard can that be? But yeah, it you know, the idea is one thing, the business was another. And yeah, so it's an intricate mechanism and actually high stresses, you know, challenges of sourcing all the different materials.
Well, and when you do this, and I've used a BOA product before, but when you tighten this down, one thing that's nice, like you don't even have to push a button to undo it.
Right.
So it has to go, it has to be able to withstand tremendous force. I'm dialing it now. You may be able to hear it, but it has to be able to withstand. People are cranking these things. Right,
yeah.
They're cranking them down, and then to release it, they simply have to turn it the other way. I would think that creating a product like this that's reliable, that doesn't break, because look, people won't buy them if they break.
And that's exactly the first thing, Dave, when somebody looks at it, is they look at that tiny cable and say, will it break?
Yeah.
So that was a big thing to overcome, you know, one, just technically, but also just the perception.
And how did you, I mean, ultimately you have to make a product that doesn't break. I mean, but when people create products, so many are unreliable. And look, this thing, I'm playing with it. It's,
right.
And I love it. It's just, it doesn't look like it's beefy.
I know.
And yet it has to work consistently. So
yeah.
how much went into developing this product and making it so that it would not break?
Yeah, I mean, here in Denver, we have crazy laboratories and crazy torture tests that we put everything through. And like that cable on a snowboard boot, it's over 200 pounds to break it. And yet, you know, the force, you know, when you're snowboarding is less than 50 pounds. So there's a lot of room. And, you know, so to the consumer, one of the big weapons was offering 100% guarantee, lifetime guarantee. Lifetime guarantee. So regardless, no proof of purchase, nothing. You can go to the website and without talking to a soul, you can order free parts. So please don't order a bunch of free parts if you don't really have a use for them. But but that was one weapon. But it was really challenging. Everything is custom. You know, that's not a standard cable. There are no standard parts.
Well, the idea though of having a free a lifetime warranty with no questions, no nothing. A lot of companies are scared to do that. They feel like they're going to be taken advantage of. They feel like people are going to just get a bunch of parts or whatever the case. But I can see where that engenders feelings of trust that
exactly.
are worth way more than whatever the few dollars it would cost to send a part or two. But really, they don't break very often, do they?
They break very seldom. Yeah, so it's less than 1%. So it's a small price to pay, and mm-hmm. and like you said, I think it is founded in trust. You know that, you know, again, we try and spread that to everyone, to our customers, to our brands, to retailers, to each other.
Yeah. So how did the first customer get acquired to where it went from being a concept and a prototype to being actually deployed in the world?
So that's actually shocking because I told you that, you know, if it was me, I'm not sure I would have done it. You know, because I ran into when I saw Gary and Loretta, the founders, you know, up in Steamboat in an upstairs used bookstore, you know, about 110 degrees. And, you know, Loretta was on her Excel spreadsheet with two columns, one for Vans and one for K2. Huh. And it just blew my mind that, you know, big world class brands like that, you know, would have bet their production, you know, on Gary and Loretta. But, you know, Gary just with his strength of personality and again that trust, you know, they took that leap of faith and it paid off for them.
Well, I don't think it was that easy though, because seriously, I mean, here's a big brand, two brands. Which ones? Vans
and K2.
And K2.
Yeah.
Big consumer, internationally recognized, internationally known brands.
Yep.
And if they put a product on their, if they put your product in their boot and it breaks, or customers don't like it, that hurts them tremendously.
Oh, yeah, it's huge.
So how did they evaluate? I mean, obviously, they were considering, okay, what does this do? What's the upside?
Yep.
And what's the risk?
Yeah, so I think, you know, one thing that we've learned, you know, and we haven't talked about it, but we think of ourselves as an ingredient. You know, mm-hmm. so we're like selling a component. And I think what we've learned is, you know, the 800-pound gorillas, they're usually the last to adopt BOA. It's, you know, you got to have somebody that is willing to take a little bit of a risk and is interested in growing their share and doing something different.
So you become, and by the way, I'm speaking on Pro Business Colorado with Dave Tabor, with Mark Soderberg, who's the CEO of BOA Technology. And so if I'm hearing you right, you're saying that this innovation that you created becomes an opportunity for a tier two or tier three player to vault themselves in visibility to the consumer by adopting something better.
Absolutely. And I think, but we do have the additional criteria that only premium brands, you know, so if somebody mm-hmm. is small but authentic, then mm-hmm. they're, you know, but if they're new in the space, most likely we wouldn't start with them.
Because you don't want your brand being tainted by someone who has an inferior product or may fail, is that?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's always, you know, an evaluation on both sides, you know, and again, it's like we have to be making a positive impact to each other to make it work.
So this is a really interesting conversation that I've been looking forward to having around the role of a secondary brand as a support brand for the primary brand, right? So,
yes.
And when you and I first met, I asked you, is this like Gore-Tex in Columbia mm-hmm. or you know, anything like that.
Like Vibram.
Vibram, the sole. When you look at the bottom of a hiking shoe, you see, is it pronounced Vibram?
Yeah.
Vibram.
But you see
that brand at the bottom of a shoe made by Timberland, for example. So how do you manage that? And what are the sensitivities that you need to do?
That was actually, you know, a big learning for me because, you know, in my background, I was with K2 Sports and Scott USA and other, you know, in consumer brands. And so ingredient branding is much different in that it's really important, you know, with each brand to really understand their essence and their message and then be able to honestly say that what we can bring will reinforce their message. We don't want to overshadow it. And so I think that's always the challenge is not to, you want to be alongside, you want to be reinforcing their message. But if you take front row, that is not going to make the brand happy.
Well, it really offends them if they hear that customers are going into a ski store and they're asking for a boa boot, right? I mean,
yes.
that just doesn't go over well with them, right?
And that happened. And that was actually really, you know, a big cringe, you know, when we saw magazines reviewing boots as lace boots and boa boots and not talking about the brands, but talking about our technology.
So what do they do? Call you up and say, hey, we don't like you upstaging us?
Yes.
Can't. Do they really say that?
Absolutely. You know, I think if you have good, honest conversations, you know, and we try, and so, I mean, we would even go there.
So they might not say that publicly, but they will tell you that.
Privately. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So it's really, you know, because we want to be reinforcing, but we don't want to be out front.
Well, but you don't want to be, but you kind of do. I mean, I'm looking at this shoe, and it's got boa on the logo on the reel.
Well, and you know, so that also, I think, something we learned very quickly is the brand is the real strength. And so, you know, that ladder of, you know, who's hitchhiking on who, mm-hmm. you know, if it's, you know, if it was Nike or Adidas, they're going to say, of course, you know, we're hitchhiking on their brand.
Yeah.
But if it's an up-and-comer, they love hitchhiking on our brand because they can see it in use in other categories. So
it really is depending on – yeah, I could see that. So if it's a startup brand, high-end niche brand that maybe people haven't heard of and they see BOA, that helps them get a leg up. It helps them get some level of credibility right away.
Absolutely.
Yep. And so is that why you protect where you put the BOA brand? You won't put it on a crappy product?
So we never say crappy, Dave. I would never say that. but in the beginning, we actually didn't really kind of understand that. And we wound up on a lot of almost cardboard snowboard boots. And so, it has to be about premium brand.
Because otherwise, you start getting a customer seeing your product on a lap. What's the word I can use on a cardboard product? Less than
top-notch. Premium. Less than premium.
Then they start associating you with a less than premium product. I can see now. I was on your website, and I think it's so impressive how companies. And when we come back from the next break, I'm going to play some clips actually of companies that talk about BOA. But reading them, here's a snowshoe brand, Garneau Snowshoes, and clearly it's a high-end snowshoe. And on their website, this is what they say. Single BOA closure system. User-friendly, winterproof, and lifetime warranty, the best closure system on the market. And that's what the snowshoe company is using to promote sales of their snowshoes.
Yeah, they're fantastic. European brand, took some risk.
But I've never heard of them. Does this help them sell to Americans?
Absolutely, and it also helped us capture Atlas and Tubbs.
Oh, interesting. So then there's another one. Adidas. On the Adidas website, Traction BOA. They even call a model of their shoe after your product.
Yeah, that's
the Traction BOA.
I mean, it's
features our smallest and thinnest BOA closure system, conveniently located on the top center tongue, blah, blah, blah. This is so cool. I can't wait. We're going to talk some more with Mark Soderberg of BOA Technology on Pro Business Colorado with Dave Tabor after this. And stick around. Join us at 303-632-4160.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. In the weekly radio addresses, two very different perspectives being revealed today. President Obama talking about the benefits of one of his programs that he says will help young people gain more in the way of high-tech jobs, something he says is very likely under his policies that he's instituted over the past 8 years. Meanwhile, for the Republicans, it was North Dakota Congressman and Representative Kevin Cramer who said that there's simply too much big government and regulation that's actually hampering the U.S. economy right now. Donald Trump says false accusations of sexual misconduct being pushed by Hillary Clinton's campaign and the media to, in his words, poison the minds of voters. Trump tweeted today the allegations are 100% fabricated. Authorities in India now say at least 24 people were killed, 20 others injured in a stampede on the outskirts of a northern city. It happened as they were crossing a crowded bridge for a religious ceremony. More details at srnnews.com.
All of a sudden, the world is out of control, and that means your money and your investments are out of your control.
How are you supposed to protect your family and grow your wealth
when politics and economics collide? We're here to help because we're all about money. Money Talk 1690 AM. All day, every day, we're following breaking news and giving you the tools and insights to protect what you've worked so hard for. We're more than just headlines. We're Money Talk 1690 AM.
Community Banks of Colorado is proud to sponsor Pro Business Colorado with Dave Tabor, because they too believe that everyone has a business in them. At Community Banks of Colorado, they bank with common sense. That means straight talk, personal attention, and sensible, clear directions from real people. Community Bank small business clients may be anything from farmers to bakers to medical professionals, but the one thing they all have in common is that they are determined to find the right resources they need to help their customers reach their full business potential. They offer common sense solutions that never make you feel small, no matter your size, and put all those big box banking problems behind you. Bottom line, small businesses are valued at community banks. To them, it's just common sense that the more you know about your customer, the better you can serve them. For more information, contact Brian Parisis at 720-872-4987. That's 720-872-4987. Or stop by one of Community Bank's many locations throughout Colorado. Community Banks of Colorado is a division of NBH Bank, member FDIC.
Free enterprise, entrepreneurship, and collaboration. The Opportunity Coalition was founded by Brian Watson to encourage and facilitate these principles. The goal of Opportunity Coalition is to create opportunity, quality employment, and connect local business leaders with concerned citizens. The Opportunity Coalition strives to provide the platform, resources, and connections needed to help people succeed. Every month, Opportunity Coalition brings in speakers from the media, politics, business, and nonprofits to discuss the important issues facing Colorado. By creating a place of discussion and exchange of ideas, they connect and strengthen the business community. Past speakers have included American Furniture Warehouse CEO Jake Jabs, former U.S. Representative Bob Schaefer, and President Tom Shane of Shane Company. With exciting and innovative speakers each month, Opportunity Coalition draws some of Colorado's most innovative and driven leaders. To learn more about Opportunity Coalition or to sign up to attend their monthly events, please visit OpportunityCoalition.com.
Community Banks of Colorado is proud to sponsor Pro Business Colorado with Dave Tabor, because they too believe that everyone has a business in them. Community Banks of Colorado sees your small business's big potential. They offer common sense solutions that never make you feel small, no matter your business's size, and put all those big box banking problems behind you. Bottom line, small businesses are valued at Community Banks. For more information, contact Brian Parisis at 720-872-4987 or stop by one of Community Banks' many locations throughout Colorado.
Now, back to Pro Business Colorado with Dave Tabor on KDMT, Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM.
All right, welcome back to Pro Business Colorado with Dave Tabor on Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM. And I am having a great time talking with Mark Soderberg of BOA Technology. BOA Technology, give us the short version.
Yeah, it's a closure system, you know, instead of shoelaces to give you a really even great fit.
Yeah, it's got a dial with what how do you describe the cable?
It's stainless steel cable usually, but sometimes it's really high strength textile materials.
Got it. So if you've everyone's seen, if you've been on the mountains, you've seen so many brands now carry the BOA closure system, snowshoes now, other things. I just moved. I had to move out of the way. Felt kind of weird moving a prosthetic leg out of my way as we were getting ready to begin this segment. I'm going to talk to you about that a little bit too. But I want to thank our great sponsors of Pro Business Colorado, Northstar Commercial Partners, American Furniture Warehouse, and Community Banks of Colorado. These are great Colorado companies that are really supportive of this show and of the Colorado business community in general. We thank them quite a bit. And right before the break, we were talking about how companies, name brand companies, are embracing the notion of using a BOA closure system with a high profile in a way that they enhance their own brand, right?
Yeah. It's really, you know, on the break, we were talking about Adidas, you know, which, so golf is another great reference point because we have Adidas and FootJoy. Both incredible partners, and they've just really been terrific in the way they've presented our
product.
And
are the pros now using shoes with BOA closures?
Yeah, on the PGA, we probably have 20 golfers, and it's still all of these golf companies give the pros the choice of what they want to wear. So maybe we're not on the specific shoe that has the fit or the shape they're looking for. So it's a little bit hit or miss, but. I only look at shoes on Sunday. in golf, and unfortunately, the pants usually cover up the dial.
Oh, that's too bad.
It's very frustrating.
Yeah, I think it is. Until you decide you want to write a huge check to put the BOA closure logo on somebody's hat or something.
That would work.
But I was also giving a couple of examples to Mark of things that I had found from your website about companies that love to use your closure system as a product differentiator. And of course, maybe one of the biggest brands in snowboarding is Burton. And on their website, they've also named one of their products after BOA. They call it the Highline BOA snowboard boot. And they say BOA convenience and all-terrain readiness in a lightweight boot that offers total comfort right out of the box. They're naming their products after you, after your company. That has to be just like the coolest thing.
We're humble, of course, but it's really satisfying.
Yeah, I want to play a clip too, because not only are companies putting this on their website, but they're also making, for example, let's go. DC is a famous snowboard brand.
Yeah.
And they have pros. And there's a guy named Travis Rice on BOA 2. If you'd play that now.
This is the H3 BOA, which is their top of the line. Black cables. Once you use a BOA for a while, the idea of like lacing up a boot is just kind of primitive.
So this is from the DC website. Again, they're celebrating the notion that they get BOA on their products. I think it's the coolest thing.
Yeah, it's thrilling, you know, because Travis, for snowboarders out there, they'll all know that name. And, getting those athlete endorsements is just huge and satisfying, because we want to bring joy, you know, and satisfaction to people with real benefits. So when a real professional athlete says something like that, it's gratifying.
Yeah. Now this product has taken off. Clearly it's taken off. We're going to talk about other segments you're in a minute. Before we do that though, as a product like yours, like BOA takes off, two things happen. There are copycats and there are counterfeiters. And the copycats are even among your own customers, right, who say, wow, we could do this ourselves. You've had that happen, right?
We have, yeah. So I think, we've been really fortunate in the competition for us. You know, so far, you would really call us a monopoly. You know, so competition will come. We've had a couple of brands copy us, and actually Burton, the one that you just played, you know, which they are fantastic, and they're an example of the gorilla, you know, that didn't, you know, fear of losing market share. And so they were the last to enter the category. But when they did, they came on really strong. What really brought them to us was they decided they could do it themselves. They built their own reels, took it to retail, and retailers said, why are you doing somebody else's reel? Why don't you just do BOA? I don't want to have to explain, you know, having to do somebody else's technology.
Wow. So the retailers put the thumb on.
They sold it for us.
Wow. That's so great. Well, because retailers don't want that, right? They want a reliable system. Plus, they don't want people bringing their products back.
Yes.
With a break or this or that. So that's a great story. Hey, if you've just joined us, I'm speaking with Mark Soderberg, who's the CEO of BOA Technology on Pro Business Colorado with Dave Tabor. If you have a question for Mark, if you're a fan or you want to know more about BOA, give us a call at 303-632-4160. Again, 303-632-4160. And so you've got companies that try to do it themselves that's just, and the retailers say no. You must anticipate counterfeit products coming on the market, inferior products that could taint your brand. What are you doing about that?
Well, we have an expensive intellectual property program.
I mean, this is all patented, right?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's tons and tons of patents coming online. But really, the best way to fight that is just with incredible service and incredible product. And so we have had some other competitors, legal or not legal, that have been on product, and if they are brands that we want after a negative experience, they've switched to BOA.
Hmm.
So, but there is a little bit, there's a little coming out of Taiwan, a little bit out of Korea. There's a little bit of knockoff happening in China.
Yep.
But for international brands, so far they want to count on, all the service. And it's taken us a long time to build up the services that we now have.
Do some companies say they want exclusive? Do they? I mean, seriously, you laugh.
Every company.
And what do you tell them?
We tell them, actually, we had a marketing guy, and my favorite line from him was, he says, "Oh, I'm sorry, no, we couldn't do that to you." And they said, "Well, why?" "Well, because we'd have to have your entire product line. You would have to buy millions of units." And, because it is true, is that, we sell a relatively inexpensive thing, and we need to sell millions of them to make it into a business. And so that's also been, a really great,
of course they know you're just being nice in the way you tell them no.
Yes.
But I'm sure that, right. But really you'll sell to anyone that meets your criteria of quality of what?
Well, we won't sell to anyone. So like I said before, a premium brand. So we right. really do manage the categories. We would prefer that it's a little scarce, that it's on all of the best brands,
mm-hmm.
but yes, there are agreements back and forth on the quality, that must be present, and even how they market.
There have been some brands that have dumbed themselves down over time for whatever strategic decisions.
Yep.
Right. They went from a premium brand to, I can think of examples. I'm not going to go there, but they went from premium brands to less than premium brands, and now they're selling at Costco, blah blah blah, and they're just leveraging this old reputation that they used to be awesome.
Right.
And would you discontinue selling to a company that did that?
Yes.
Have
we
you?
Would. We would. We have. And it's impolite to say firing your customer, but we certainly have. Where we have seen lack of commitment to the technology, or even just taking it to ridiculous pricing, it doesn't help anybody.
Yeah.
Even if
you're not going to reduce your price to go after those huge volumes.
No.
But if you're part of a product line that's doing that, that's something you want to walk away from, right?
Yes. Yeah. And actually, a strange thing that we do that is controversial is we do no discounting, no matter how big or how small.
The order?
On any product, so we have standard pricing throughout, and I could tell you more about that, but at first it's very frustrating, and then eventually it's sort of a relief to brands that we don't have to talk about discounts.
Wow. You have to have a top product that they really want in today's world to do that. And I admire that. That's so tremendous.
We'll see how long we can do it.
I do think that is a question. Hey, we're going to continue our conversation with Mark Soderberg of BOA Technology on Pro Business Colorado with Dave Tabor after this. Hey, if you don't know, press that button. You'll find out what this sound is when we come back.
Hi, this is Dave Tabor for American Furniture Warehouse. I'm a big fan of AFW. Cool. I'm a fan because I've gotten to know them well. Really well. Jake has built AFW to be a company all of us in Colorado can be proud of. He started it by buying out a dying little store and turned it into Colorado's largest family-owned company with thousands of employees and tens of thousands of customers. And guess what? He's done it the old-fashioned way, by treating customers and employees right. I've seen how Jake operates. Once, when a worker slipped in a wet shipping bay, Jake invested hundreds of thousands of dollars to install better weatherproofing collars around all the shipping doors so it wouldn't happen again. AFW has its company's own physical therapy center so that workers can stay healthy, and if someone does get hurt, he or she can be treated immediately by qualified professionals. AFW drivers are incentivized to deliver furniture on time and without damage, and when they do, they earn a lot more than typical drivers. All that and great products at low prices. AFW runs a tremendous business we can all be proud of. I hope you'll shop there as I do.
Here in Colorado, innovation and market solutions drive our economy and make this a great place to live and work. North Star Commercial Partners specializes in turning distressed and vacant properties back into productive spaces. North Star works with businesses and organizations in Colorado and across the U.S. to help realize their dreams of a vibrant and innovative workplace. By helping others, North Star Commercial Partners combines their passion and expertise in real estate with a passion to serve our community. Entrepreneurs drive our economy forward. And by empowering them with the space they need, North Star helps entrepreneurs drive their next great idea. Founder and CEO Brian Watson encourages our business community to improve the lives of others by meeting their needs. Learn more about the business and community work of North Star at NorthStarCommercialPartners.com and BrianWatson.us. North Star Commercial Partners, creating opportunity, empowering people, strengthening communities.
We now return to Pro Business Colorado with Dave Tabor on KDMT, Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM.
All right, welcome back to Pro Business Colorado with Dave Tabor on Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM. If you want to join the show, this is great. We've got one segment left with Mark Soderberg of BOA Technology. Many of you listening have BOA Technology on something that you're using, probably for sporting goods, but maybe, as we'll talk about, for some other products like prostheses or others. But if you've got snowboard boots and you want them comfortable, or ski boots, or cycling shoes, or many, many other products, you're probably familiar with BOA Technology. If you want to join the show, again, it's 303-632-4160. Thanks to our great sponsors, Community Banks of Colorado, American Furniture Warehouse, and Brian Watson at North Star Commercial Partners. Hey, thanks to Timothy in the booth. Appreciate all the hand signals that you've been giving me, keeping me on track. And we were right before we went into the break, we talked about this notion of pricing, and Mark, you said that BOA doesn't discount. That is a sort of an anathema in today's world where big manufacturers want to put the screws on you to discount your product. Sure. So they can make more money. And you've got a different style about that, right?
Yeah, you were talking earlier, you know, the line that comes to my mind is race to the bottom. You were talking about some brands and, mm-hmm. you know, where it's just discount, you know, until nobody's making money and nobody's secure anymore. So
yeah, but you're all miserable together.
Exactly. So, yeah. So that, you know, I don't want to just share the misery. You know, so I'd rather, share success. And so we've been able to, you know, say to people that, instead of doing volume discounting, which we, you know, in typical businesses, you might spend a month of the year just negotiating back and forth around discounts, and it's always an angry conversation. Yep. And we'd rather spend our time talking about making great products. So we, you know, what we really try and do in that interest of good collaboration with our premium brands, we want them to be successful. We want them to want us to be successful. So if there really is a price problem, then, you know, what we say is, hey, let's sit down and design a price appropriate product for that need.
As long as it's good enough to meet your standards.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So we don't. Yeah. So there are certain standards.
Right. You're
obviously
not going to substitute crappy parts in order to get a price down.
You
You're
like that crappy word. Don't
well,
you?
I probably. Yeah, I shouldn't use that, especially in the same show with your product. You know, I want to talk about the notion of innovation, because you started out replacing laces on shoes or yep. boots, snowboard boots initially. And there's a guy named Kurt Hannes, and I heard about him on a TED Talk who talks about reasons why companies fail and how to avoid them. And there's a clip I want to play, number 36. Can you go ahead and drop that?
Companies become, by nature, less innovative as they become more competent. And this is, of course, a big worry to CEOs. And I hear very often questions phrased in different ways. For example, how can I both effectively run and reinvent my company? Or how can I make sure that our company changes before we become obsolete or are hit by a crisis?
So Talk about that a little bit, because you've got all kinds of other products that you've developed, right?
Yeah.
As part of this innovation.
Yeah. And I think, you know, you just have to continuously innovate. And I think it's really easy, especially as an entrepreneur, to be stuck on your original idea and concept. You know, I immediately think of, like, if you recall, Head Metal Skis.
Yeah.
And they were slow, you know, to make the switch. You know, so there's tons of examples like that. So I think we really, you know, we have to be great listeners and continuously, you know, make investment.
Because I would think you've got this yin and yang sort of challenge where you become pretty much the rage in high-end products for footwear, and it would be easy to just start just trying to sell more of it to more companies, right? And,
yeah.
And versus innovating and continuing that process.
And I think that's, you know, frankly, you know, it's even a struggle today. You know, you're sort of a victim of your own success. And so you naturally want to take less and less risk and just repeat what you've done that has worked before. So I think, you know, we're, you know, even right now contemplating, what are we going to take a big swing at something? You know, not something that risks the business, but always, you know, being willing to, you know, really listen and consider the fact that the technology has to move, you know, as with experience.
Even technologies that are awesome and work in today's kind of crazy, fickle world, you know, look, the Apple 4 worked fine. The iPhone 4
sure.
worked fine. And the iPhone 5 worked fine. But it seems like now I'm holding a prosthetic leg in my hand right
yep.
now. And there's a sound it makes. Did you want that? This is a new innovation that you've created.
Yeah, so if you hear that sound, you know, so I told Dave I wouldn't tell all you listeners, you know, what that is, but you can imagine a few years ago we started investing in that in a technology. I will say, of course, it's a motor, and I'm operating it with an RF device on my wrist, and you can imagine that, you know, why not in the future, you know, is everything going to be manual? I mean, look at electronic shifting in cycling, you know, look mm-hmm. at just the movement of technology. So you have to be willing to, you know, consider alternatives if they bring true benefits. You know, we're not interested in gimmicks. We don't want to, you know, even do what you just heard, just for the sake of technology to be a halo thing. Mm-hmm. It's got to have meaning.
Yeah. So if it can really, and you know, where I'm holding a prosthetic limb, and you've had all kinds of innovation in that whole world of prostheses and in medical devices and so forth, where a better closure system improves lives, right?
We have, you know, and it's really been satisfying because I think in the beginning you were talking about being revolutionary. We know we're not curing cancer. You know, that's one of Gary's favorite lines. But when, you know, really people saw this on snowboard boots and started coming to us with medical applications, and like in the prosthetic case, you know, someone's limb during the day, you know, changes volume with how hydrated you are, or, you know, just even over, you know, weeks and months, you know, with weight changes.
I can't imagine how miserable it would be to have a prosthetic limb that I had to somehow manually change and adjust throughout the day to make it comfortable and to make it secure. That just sounds miserable if you could have a better way to do it.
You know, so you tolerate discomfort. It's not unlike running, you know, with your shoes, and maybe they're not quite right, but you don't want to stop.
Yeah. But in this case, you've developed technologies that what other technology? Because that was one of my questions, as we contemplate R&D and where BOA is going and so forth. How many of your ideas come from BOA, and how many come from customers?
You know, I'd like to say that we were just, you know, really clairvoyant, but mostly it's a fire hose of inquiries coming at us. We say, you know, we unfortunately have to say no. It's one of our biggest challenges, staying focused, because there are so many ideas coming at us because somebody will see it on something and
yeah.
And
well, it would be so easy to stay focused on shoes because
right.
clearly, or footwear, because clearly you're making money on that. You've decided to protect your margins on that through the concepts
yes.
you just described.
Yep.
So it would be easy to just sell more shoes or more footwear. How do you... What lens do you use, or how do you filter that notion of new opportunities?
We have some really heated meetings
yeah.
that are our product committee meetings, you know, where you have to make your case. Some people affectionately call it Shark Tank. Yeah. And so you come in and make your case. But it always has to be, what benefit are we bringing to this category?
Well, go ahead, finish that.
And then, of course, there's a financial side to it. But there even could be a marketing side. You know, like in some cases, some categories have outsized marketing influence. Like, you know, medical is a great one where we're really helping people. We might be willing to do something on a smaller scale, you know, in that category.
Is that because it somehow enhances your brand, or because everyone knows that in medical devices the margins are astronomical? Or what's the mix there?
It actually is more about the brand. And, you know, so margins, that's a whole nother story. What you pay may be high, but what the medical companies are being paid for their devices is frequently very thin. Very surprising. But anyway, yeah, so margin can, you know, have an influence, but it's primarily, are we making an impact? Does the application have longevity? Yeah, are the biggest drivers.
Can you pick, as the CEO, something that sort of moves your soul as a project that you just want to do? You think it'll help the world? You think it's just something that feels good versus something that's going to have huge upside financially?
Sure. You know, I think.
Can you think of an example?
Yeah, I can. Like, and it's actually not too far from what you see there, is that in the medical world, you know, diabetes is an enormous problem.
You can't use a closure device on diabetes, right?
You can for a diabetic shoe. Obviously, you're not going to cure the disease.
Yeah.
But, you know, diabetics tend to lose feeling, you know, in their feet. And so if the shoe is too tight, they can restrict blood flow and wind up amputated. If the shoe is too loose, they can have skin breakdown, blisters, get infections, and lose their feet. And our current medical system doesn't really allow for reimbursement for that type of shoe. But I really hope, you know, to over time be able to make that the standard of care.
And a product like yours could really enhance their quality of life of those patients.
Definitely.
Wow, that's amazing. We're speaking with Mark Soderberg of BOA Technology on Pro Business Colorado with Dave Tabor. We've got a few minutes left, and I'm intrigued at what kinds of things, if you're allowed to talk about them, are you seeing where your product could go that maybe you just haven't gotten to yet?
I'd say right now, the big push right now is on big athletic, you know, which you are going to see because we kind of started with, big fat things like snowboard boots, you know, mm-hmm. down to utility work boots, you know, working our way down to, you know, very thin, lightweight footwear in athletic.
Like shoes for cycling and things?
Yeah, or even just, you know, a road or trail running shoe.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, probably the next thing, you know, like, we've made big inroads in helmets, which is interesting.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, a big open door is apparel.
Well, funny you say that because Timothy's in the booth there and he's pointing at his hat. Uh-huh. But he's like, can you give me a hat I can cinch?
I even have one I could give him. I'll send it to him. Even hat closures. Think of the crazy adjustment on the back. But I think everything is just getting so much more specialized, and our demands are greater.
When you think about apparel, what are you thinking about?
Everything from, and we've done a little bit of it, but like pant closures, you know, so like just for, let's say you have a button-down fly pant, you know, and you
want to. Or you've eaten too much. You could just uncrank it a little. No one has to see.
Yeah, there's the dinner mode, dinner mode, and walk mode. I think, we've done hoods. You could consider ventilation. Mm-hmm. You could consider taking, excess fabric when you're cycling so it doesn't flap in the breeze.
Wow. There's all kinds.
Closure.
So, and the thing that's striking to me is that the product itself seems like it could be lighter weight. It doesn't have to withstand 50 pounds of a snowboard boot.
Sure.
Right? So it could be lighter weight. It could probably be less expensive.
Yep.
And so you really have options where you don't have to sacrifice your quality or your brand to achieve that, right?
It's true, but we will really need to develop intended solutions, like you said, that are smaller, lighter, and really appropriate.
Wow, that sounds cool. I've been to your offices, and I appreciated that invitation. A bunch of engineers all running around testing things. There's There's the testing machine that stomps and sees if they can break it. Anyway, it's been great fun. Thanks for joining me on the show today. Appreciate having Mark Soderberg of BOA Technologies.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks.
It was fun.
Yeah, next week, join us when I speak with the CEO of Parkify, a fantastic company attracting tons of attention with an app and sensors that tell its customers where they can find an open parking spot. Also, the CEO of Excel Outdoors, brands like Sierra Designs and Wenzel, Kelty. See you next week on Pro Business Colorado with Dave Tabor.